This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station in Studio E, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout out goes, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers and men and women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our FedEx, our UPS, and our bulk mail drivers delivering the mail and the packages to wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget about our suicide jockeys who are delivering the very high-priced gas now, and diesel went up again, as well as our jet fuel to where it needs to go. And, of course, I want to say thank you to the Amazon warehouse workers and the Amazon package deliverers out there getting the job done, doing what they're doing, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the Captain's America Third Watch radio show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. And we're on Twitter, all as Captain's America, all lowercase, all one word, Captain's America. And don't forget, our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can go over there and take advantage of all the things we have over there and save yourself a bunch of money. All right, well, joining us right now from California IA, hour number two, it's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and happy Monday to everybody.
Yay, yippee-i-yo, Kyle Patty. There you go. Okay, everybody's going back inside because it's nice and comfy, and they're keeping their toes toasty. It's 72 degrees out here right now in my neighborhood. Not too bad.
Not bad at all. We're still holding here about 56 degrees.
Oh. All right, well, let's say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. And we get it, and we hope you get it, too. Well, you know, Hunter Biden's art is being shown with a whole bunch of world-renowned artists. You didn't know that his art was worth so much money that he would be in that high esteem with all those fancy-dancy artists, huh?
Hunter Biden, the artist.
Yes, the artist, yeah. Hunter Biden.
Well,
you have something to add to that? I'm sure you do.
Well, Captain, I mean, if your father was the vice president at the time, or if your father's the president of the United States, your art, I guess, immediately gets a big boost, because people would like to say, I have a Hunter Biden artwork, and, you know, it helps maybe get me closer to talking to the big guy.
Well, I'm not that desperate, so I don't care. And I do have a friend that's a very good artist. He's an amateur, Craig Gross, Gold Star Dad. He's putting out some amazing pieces of work. And if anybody is going to get publicity for the artwork they're doing, it's going to be him over Hunter Biden every day of the week.
No, I appreciate that very much, Captain. You're right. And I suppose, you know, you don't have to spend oodles of cash on Hunter Biden artwork to get close to the big guy. You just got to bring him some chocolate chip ice cream. Just show up at the door.
Oh, that's right.
Ice cream.
I got a whole cooler full of chocolate chip ice cream in the refrigerator.
I mean, it's almost just too weird, isn't it?
He is weird. He is weird. The Intel chairman, Congressman Turner, is going, he's made an announcement that he wants to stop the speculation. He says Russia will win the war.
Well, I suppose they could. It hasn't been going well up to this point in the sense that there is an end in sight, but I think there's moves they could make. But, Captain, at what cost? In other words, if Vladimir Putin puts the kitchen sink into this thing, would it simply become a Pyrrhic victory? I can't imagine that Russia is ever going to be part of the community of nations for a very, very long time.
They have lost two of their major large cities in the eastern Ukraine have been literally totally destroyed.
That's exactly right, yes. Mm-hmm. But here we go. This is at what cost is Putin going to be able to claim victory here? I can't imagine, Captain, that things would just go back to normal. One day the war is declared over, but yet Vladimir Putin rules over Ukraine. It's hard to imagine that world.
Well, they have no value over human life because they're killing civilians like it's going out of style.
That's right. These are atrocities. These are war crimes, by the way. And at some point, there's going to be some kind of consequences, not the least of which, of course, is this first foray into that with the ICC issuing the arrest warrant for Vladimir Putin, which, of course, they don't take that seriously at all, obviously. But like I said, the world in which we would live if Vladimir Putin prevails is going to be very different.
Yeah, and how's that working out? Hold that thought. Folks, more when we come back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. I will be right back with more. Jeff is going to take us to break, so Jeff, it's your turn.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All right, thank you very much. That is Jeff down in Sarasota. And before we get back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, I want to remind everybody this portion of the program is brought to you by Mike Lindell. He is the inventor of My Pillow. The website MyPillow.com and the website MyStore.com. Now, you can go to either one of those websites and save a bundle of money. He's got all kinds of buy one, get ones over there. He's got basically everything that he makes that's on sale right now, and I do mean exactly what I said. You can go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code CAPTAIN, or you can call the number 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. Save yourself a bunch of money. Same thing at my pillow, or at mystore.com. Same thing at mystore.com. Promo code will always be CAPTAIN. Now remember, I can't even begin to mention that there's so many things what he's got for sale, but basically everything that he's got that he manufactures and makes is for sale on websites, MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Everything. Buy one, get one is everywhere, plus the savings of 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, and even 90% on some discontinued items. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, promo code will always be the word CAPTAIN. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I understand we have a development in France. The French are up in arms over what?
Well, we do have a development going on right now in France, Captain. As you know, there's a lot of tension going on in France right now because of President Macron's decision to raise the national retirement or pension age from 62 to 64. Well, at this time, Captain, the UPI, United Press International, is reporting that the French Prime Minister Elisabeth Borne and other officials have been critical of Government Minister Marlene Schiappa for her Playboy magazine cover. You heard that right, folks. The Minister of Economy and Associative Life is going to grace the cover of the magazine's April issue in France to accompany an interview discussing women's rights. So evidently, the Prime Minister is saying this is inappropriate, especially, quote, during this period, unquote. But Schiappa has tweeted back out saying that she's defending the right of women to do what they want with their bodies everywhere and all the time. She says in France, women are free, whether it annoys the backward and the hypocrites or not, unquote. So we'll keep you posted, Captain, on any developments here as to what might go down with this Playboy cover problem.
Well, I hope that Iron Mike is still not grasping onto his chest after we said that.
Well, evidently, this cover, I think, is in France. I don't think you'll see it in the United States, but it is a very interesting thing, and she's obviously talking about a very important issue, women's rights.
If it's going to be in France, it'll be in the U.S., mark my words.
Yep.
All right. Well, here we go. Here's something that's very important that we got to get out there. Once again, we have found out from our government that the Social Security Fund will probably be depleted by 2033. Now,
well,
go ahead.
Go ahead.
No,
I was just going to say, well, do you think then that we're going to take a play out of Macron's book and start raising retirement age? That
would
be bad.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but we already should have raised the retirement. That would have been something I would have done a few years ago to get everybody prepared down the line for it. This is not something that's going to be pretty because I'm not saying people won't have money to live on, but it certainly is making it sound that way, isn't it?
Well, certainly. Every time you hear it, it's going to be depleted, and then you'll hear politicians talking about kicking the can down the road and so forth. But it also, Captain, I do think there's an issue, isn't there, with the number of workers versus the number of retirees in terms of how many workers per retiree are actually paying into the system.
Well, they don't have as many workers as they need to pay into the system unless, of course, they start opening up things for more people to pay into the system, either through Social Security or through pensions or whatever, that currently are not being taxed to where they pay money.
Right, exactly. In other words, there has to be some kind of real reform. And it's got to be bipartisan, and certainly the idea of retirement is that third rail, right, of American politics, Social Security.
Well, yeah, but here again, anybody who studied anything at all anywhere along the line realized that Social Security was never set up to be a retirement tool.
Right. It wasn't. All I do is get to Social Security, get that income per month, and that will be plenty. That's right. It's a safety net. It's not a setup for life after that.
Well, we'll see what happens, but it's not going to be pretty if and when this happens. Well, there may be a way out of this yet. We'll see. I think they're going to work at trying to do something. I just hope they don't wait till the last damn minute.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm. Now, an anti-Putin Russian military blogger was killed yesterday in a bomb blast in St. Petersburg, Russia.
That's what we understand, Captain. I think the blogger went by the name Tatarsky. His real name is Maxim Fomin. He had more than 560,000 followers on a service called Telegram, and was looked at as being one of the most influential military bloggers who talked about Russia's war.
And, of course, unfortunately, it looks like as if somebody decided to off him.
It could very well be. Certainly, it's a bomb blast. That's suspicious in and of itself. But you know, Captain, this is part and parcel. And you know, this is a terrible thing. And our hearts are go out to his family members and loved ones, obviously. But this is part and parcel of what Russia is like under Putin. You might as well just be talking about the old Soviet Union. These are all Soviet-style tactics that Putin uses day to day. And it's unfortunate because there is no real rule of law or any predictability in Russia other than the fact that Putin's going to do what he wants to do.
Well, the Russians are being urged by the United States to release the Wall Street Journal reporters that they have. They've got a couple of them that they have got captured and charged with spying against Russia. But Russia sees politicalization of the whole thing, and they're just not having any part of it. I don't know exactly what they're doing. I think one of them was sent to a gulag somewhere in Siberia.
Yes, one of them was sent, we know, to a notorious Russian prison that is known for its brutality. We understand the Wall Street Journal reporter also speaks fluent Russian, which may have some impact on him being able to navigate this, and we certainly hope so. But, Captain, this is a very, very, very bad situation. There is the only expectation that we would have at this point, of course we hope, but in the sense that the expectation you can expect is that they will somehow try this person in kangaroo court, convict them, and send them back to this horrible place, unless something drastic happens. And this is where the United States really needs to get into gear through the State Department and from the president himself.
Well, OPEC went and announced a surprise oil cut yesterday of 1 million barrels a day, and the U.S. is calling the move very inadvisable on their part because it's already caused the price of oil to jump and the price of gasoline to jump by some 12 cents a gallon right here in my backyard, and I don't think it's done jumping yet.
Well, we could anticipate at least $10 a barrel increase. Because of this one thing. Now, of course, the OPEC Plus is going to be meeting here soon to discuss more of this, but these are surprise cuts. That's how they're being described. But guess who's on the OPEC Plus ministerial panel? You've got Saudi Arabia, of course, but you've also got Russia as part of that as well. So stay tuned because we haven't seen the last of this yet, Captain. And unfortunately, this is going to mean that inflation just got a lot worse.
Yeah, unfortunately. And again, keep your eyes on the price of oil because it's going to be going up, not down. It didn't jump as high as one might have thought yesterday, but that was yesterday. Today is today. We'll see something happening today, I'm sure. Hold that thought, Kyle. We got music coming, bottom of the hour, the break coming up. Your stations get a chance to pay some of their bills. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. A major storm system that slammed a large part of the country now has communities on the path to cleaning up. 30 lives were lost during the raging tornadoes. 13 were killed in Tennessee. A tornado watch is in effect for most of North Texas, a similar one in effect for parts of southern Oklahoma. Former National Security Advisor John Bolton says there's kind of rough justice in the indictment of former President Trump.
It's deeply ironic that a person who spent a good part of his 4 years in the White House trying to weaponize the Justice Department against his political enemies is now saying he's the victim of persecution.
Appearing on CBS's Face the Nation, Bolton described it as a what goes around comes around moment. The LSU Tigers are the champions of women's college basketball, beating the Iowa Hawkeyes 102-85 today. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Captain here. There are three words I want you to keep in mind if you're looking into wound care from diabetes or other problems you might be having with your feet or ankles. Effective, convenient, and caring. I've been going to a lot of doctors and only Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has helped me. My wound was a tough one, but Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care has the highest state-of-the-art treatments to make your body whole. The doctors are compassionate, best I've ever worked with. They truly have caring hands and hearts. Instead of winding your way through the parking garage, elevators, and miles of corridors of those mega hospitals, and who needs that when you have a hurting foot, Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care makes it easy. Just pull into their parking lot, take a few short steps, and you're there at 38th Avenue near Tyrone Square. Google AdvancedPodiatryAndWoundCare.com or call them at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. Most all insurances are accepted.
And I'll be taking my turn today, this morning, over at Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care. Again, you can check them out by giving them a call at 727-896-4615. That's 727-896-4615. They have a couple of female podiatrists over there, and you ladies are going to like that because they'll treat you just like the lady that you are, and you won't need to worry about a man prodding with your leg, ankle, foot, whatever the case may be. They're located at 38th and 66th right there down the north side of the street in a medical plaza that's there. St. Pete is where they're out of. 727-896-4615. All righty, let's get on up here to the telephone line. First of all, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we're going to go to the phone line. We've got Iron Mike on the line here. He says he's got something for us, so let's see here. What's going on there, Iron Mike?
According to British intelligence, it'll take 400,000 Russian ground troops to win.
Right.
And they cannot muster that many.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind that Russia, this brotherly love thing with the China, they have, China has land disputes with them on their borders.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't pull everybody out of there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talked about that briefly yesterday, but it is something good to keep the people alert of, that they need more people. And by the way, in Russia, I believe they can take people and put them in the military all the way up to age 65.
Well, there's an awful lot of mature soldiers in the Ukrainian army. You look at their faces,
mm-hmm.
and you know, these guys are in their 40s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or older. Okay, thank you, Magic Mike.
Okay, bye.
That's Iron Mike. We call him Magic Mike sometimes because of the magic that he displays when he talks about things he talks about. How's that, Kyle?
No, I like it. And thanks to Iron Mike. And, you know, see, that's one of the things that this is where Putin's decision gate is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get as many troops as I need in order to have these waves of attacks? Or do I try to cut corners and say, I'm going to tactical nuclear missile this one place over here, and in other words, it makes it more thinkable for Putin. In his mind, he has to win. He can't pull back. And what will he do given that calculus? That's a very dangerous thing. I'm glad Iron Mike brought it up.
And what are they putting along the Belarusian border?
The nuclear missiles, exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. The smaller nuclear weapons, yep.
Exactly. And so now, I mean, it becomes more and more thinkable, right? It's in position. And so, I mean, we look at it as being completely unthinkable, right? Even Ronald Reagan said a nuclear war should never be fought and cannot be won. And we understood it. We understood what mutually assured destruction was. Now, you could say, well, it's just a battlefield nuke and blah, blah, blah. But all that would escalate. There's no scenario here where you don't have a very, very bad outcome if something like that starts up, in my estimation. That's why we can't let it get to that point.
Well, the other thing is that Russia is continuing to kill Ukrainian civilians at will with the shelling in the eastern of the country, with the two major cities we were just talking about, that they've just been just destroying anything that's been standing. Anything that's up is going down as fast as they can knock it down.
Well, Putin's policy has been all-out total war since the very beginning. And
But against civilians?
Well, that's his thing. That's right. They believe they're trying to inflict as many casualties as possible and make it as terrible as possible so that Ukraine knuckles under. And Putin doesn't care. See, this is also the important thing. He doesn't care what it takes. Doesn't care about the loss of human life, innocent human life. He is a monster. There's just no doubt about it. He'll go down in history as such.
Well, I hope so, and I hope there's something that can be done about it sooner rather than later, but here we are. Now, Representative Congressman Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, said the House GOP should look at legislation and appropriations to potentially defund the Justice Department and the FBI for politically weaponizing its authority to meddling in elections.
That's a very serious thing, isn't it? I mean, and of course, the obvious comparisons are going to be to defunding the police and the calls for that during the, you know, in and around and after the 2020 riots and so forth. But, you know, it's going to be difficult to try to make this stick for the FBI and so forth, only in the sense that obviously there's got to be some surgery done in order to stop what's happening there. But the vast majority, I think just like with when we look at police forces, the vast, vast majority of all the agents are good people who are trying to do a good job for the United States. And you have people in power that are perverting it.
Now, Elon Musk is having a little fun at the expense of the New York Times. He has pulled the check mark from the New York Times Twitter account. What's that mean?
Well, Elon Musk, he put a deadline of, I think, this last Saturday for verified users. They have to buy what's called a premium Twitter subscription. Otherwise, their blue checks are going to go away. The New York Times has now said that it's not going to pay for a verification. And so there you have the standoff. Yeah.
And that means the New York Times will no longer be on Twitter?
And it means that they won't have the verified account, I believe, for any of their what they call Instagram.
Have you heard a word about this? Has anybody contacted you from Twitter?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
Me neither, so I guess I'm not involved.
Right, right. Yeah, exactly. Well, I think this was a controversy to begin with when Musk originally was going to take over Twitter. He wanted people to pay for the little blue check marks.
Well, I'm sure. West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin says, and I quote, he won't rule out a third-party presidential bid.
Very interesting. You always wonder, are you coming up on the presidential cycle where a third-party bid could actually ever be successful?
I think it could.
Well, given the circumstances.
With the right person. Mm-hmm.
Right. And see, this is why, again, we were talking about in the first hour, Donald Trump has now the luxury of running as an outsider again,
mm-hmm.
whereas that would be pretty much impossible for a former president. But that outsider mentality may be one of the things that bridges a lot of these voters who, for many different reasons, are fed up with both parties to a great degree. That may be where the impact is. You go back to 92 with mm-hmm. Ross Perot. He had mm-hmm. a major impact and handed mm-hmm. the election to Bill Clinton.
Wait to hear this one. According to the Insider, Joe Biden is, quote, too old to attend King Charles' coronation.
Wow. Well, I don't know. They could get him there. There's, you know.
You don't think there's going to be old men of the guard of World War II that are going to be there for the coronation? I'll bet there will be.
Yeah. Well, whatever reason, it seems like a pretty, I hate to say, a pretty flimsy excuse, but.
Well, he doesn't want to go. That's his excuse.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and you got a lot of people, a lot of these celebrities are not considering to go and perform for the king's coronation and so mm-hmm. forth, and they always mm-hmm. cite these kind of ridiculous mm-hmm. excuses.
Well, $5 million in donations to Donald Trump, 16,000 volunteers have flown in for Trump after the indictment was announced. Things are looking pretty good as far as the cavalry's on the way to help Donald Trump.
Well, he certainly is. See, and this is what I think is going into the calculus of people over in these cable networks and so forth. They're saying, uh-oh, he is getting support.
Yes, he is, and no one should be surprised. No one. All right, well, when we come back, another Trucker's Highway and Byway report here on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to bring Kathy into the mix. She's going to take us to break. So, the lovely Kathy, take it away.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about extreme weather, the alarming increase in man-made disasters, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare, And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their popular 3-month emergency food kit. They include tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners with over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on your 3-month supply at MyPatriotSupply.com. Too many Americans are being let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Drop it.
song called Boogie Fever. Those are the Silvers, and I remember when that was on Saturday Night Live, Kyle, and they brought the house down.
Wow, yeah, back in 1975, yeah, it's the Silvers, and what it, I mean, it's still, I mean, it's yeah. You can see the basis for a lot of the stuff that came after it, yeah.
And they had my man on there, Wolf Man Jack, just getting it down to the town with the sound of the Silvers there on my midnight special.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
Wolfman Jack.
Yeah, man. You going to tell me about Wolfman Jack? That's me, man. Yeah, man.
Oh, God. Anyway, that's quite the song. And it brings back a lot of memories because a lot of kids remember dancing to that. And by the way, when I first saw that, I thought I was looking at the Jackson 5 because there's more than five of them, obviously. And they had the little kid on the end with the girls. They had the three girls. It was all a family. The whole, that was all a family. They had like, let's see, one, two, three, four guys, four young men. They had four young girls. And then they had the little kid on the end with the big Afro haircut. The haircut was taller than he was.
Yes. Yeah. Well, the style back then and everything, yeah, but good song.
All right. Tell us what's going on out west of the weather. I see plenty.
Well, Captain, just the same as last hour, we're still seeing a lot of this snow, especially up on I-80 coming out of Reno. If you're near Truckee, Soda Springs, Cisco Grove, you've definitely got snow coming across I-80 there. Although Donner Pass right now is reporting 27 degrees and overcast, all that can change very quickly, and you can have more snow at a moment's notice. So please do be careful if you're going through that elevation there. Again, up I-80 up near Winnemucca on your way to Elk. Northern Nevada, you've got snow. Get a little bit of a break before you get to start heading into Utah. But continuing through Salt Lake City up towards Logan, a big band of snow covering I-80 coming into Wyoming, up through Rock Springs, up to central Wyoming, and on over into Nebraska. This is all going to be north of Cheyenne, but Casper's got snow right now, that's for sure. So you're going to be running through that if you're going to be in that area. Continue to watch out, though, for winter weather advisories coming out I-70 west out of Denver. High wind warnings in the Southern California high desert. This is I-15. Barstow, Victorville, Baker, all the way on up to Las Vegas. So be careful out there.
All right. Well, I'm going to specifically concentrate on these roads, I-90, I-94, I-29, I-35. You've got winter storm watches and or warnings on every one of those roads, including most of Minnesota, most of North Dakota, most of South Dakota, and to the western half of South Dakota, especially coming out of Montana, coming into Rapid City, you're going to drive into a blizzard warning for a good 150 miles in a blizzard warning. That's not going to be any fun. The same thing for Nebraska right now. Coming out of Wyoming, you drive into Nebraska, and by the time you get to North Platte, you're going to be in a blizzard warning for about 75 to 100 miles with a winter storm warning down below that. Now, you've got a lot of iffy weather tonight, especially when you talk about Nebraska and you talk about Kansas, where there's a possibility for some rough weather to come across because it's moving from west to east as we speak, this stormy weather coming off the west coast. And, of course, Oklahoma looks like it's going to get inundated a little bit later. The same with Texas, all the way from Amarillo down to the Mexican line. Then we're going to take a look over here at the east coast where things have perked up a little bit in terms of the weather. We have got a freeze watch and or warning for about one-third of the state of Pennsylvania to include Allentown and Philadelphia and going across Jersey all the way across to the water and then on down into Maryland, the mountains of Maryland, mountains of West Virginia, mountains of Virginia. Same scenario there. You've got some fog tonight along the coastline with the Atlantic Ocean because of the warmthness of the ocean versus the cold air that's coming at it. And then, of course, you've got up in Nova Scotia a patch of windy weather coming on down towards Cape Cod. It's not quite a gale, but 20 to 25 mile an hour sustained winds, which would make life in a boat a little bit exciting this morning if you got to go out for whatever reason, and hopefully you don't. So, Kyle, tell us about the Pilot and Flying J, please.
All right, folks, don't forget, truck on over to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Find out all about the great amenities that they offer our trucker friends and our traveler friends alike. And then also check out the My Rewards Plus app where you can get great offers, save money, and earn points on fuel and much more. And also check out their locations function. That's the pilotflyingj.com.
And if we go over to kylewarrenshow.com, we'll hear your podcast over there of your show, and we can also hear it played at various other places around the world of the Internet, correct?
That's exactly right, kylewarrenshow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a great day.
You too, Captain. Thank you.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and we appreciate him being around every night with his information. And, of course, tonight we kind of jumped the shark a little bit, got some things out there to begin with that surprised one of our callers because he thought he was going to jump the shark on us. We jumped the shark on him. Okay. To Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The news, Donald Trump, of course, going to be indicted tomorrow in New York City. Security is intense. And then reportedly, if he doesn't have a gag order against him, he's going to come back to Mar-a-Lago and have a press conference.
He has actually already been indicted. Tomorrow's an arraignment. It's 2:15. And I think that security and law enforcement and Secret Service have made arrangements and come to some kind of an accommodation that he will not be in handcuffs. But, yes, I doubt that he will be under any kind of a gag order, but he will come back to Mar-a-Lago and make some kind of a public statement. Yes.
And I understand it's going to be in the form of a press conference where he will take questions. We'll see what happens. I do know I've got several of my friends that are there, George the Godfather is down there, and some of his people from his group are down there. So we'll probably be able to get a pretty good report of what's going on from those people who are there.
I'm sure it's going to be televised in some form or fashion.
Maybe, but I'm not sure it's going to be on some of the networks that you would expect to see them on. There's something screwy going on with all that right now. Fox, maybe. Newsmax, maybe. One America News Now, maybe. But anybody else, I wouldn't count on it. All right. Hold that thought. We're coming back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, right around the corner here. It is a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we here on the program appreciate you being along with us. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls on.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. And don't forget, you can call us at 1-877-969-8600.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.